Hey, Zach, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Excellent. How much contact had you had with this team, and did you figure this was a likely destination for you?
I had a lot of contact around my pro day. Had a lot of interest from then, and then I didn't have a lot of contact after that. Kind of went dead for a while. So I knew they were interested. It was hard to tell how much they were interested.
How much have you talked to Andrew about his situation here and what the team is, what it's like here?
I talked to him back in January, and he was saying that we should go catch some passes. He should throw me the ball a little bit just during the draft process, and so I got a chance to talk to him about the Raiders and how fun it would be if I got picked by him and playing with him again and that kind of stuff. And he helped me also with my decision to come out early. Got asked him for advice and on what he thought and how I compared in the NFL and stuff. So I had a good talk with him back in January.
You've got Andrew here. You had a pretty good freshman year. I think he was throwing to you then. And Jamarcus Russell, of course, drafted today. Very talented young man. Are you excited about the opportunity to come in and play with those two?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, two great quarterbacks. I played with Andrew before, and actually during the draft preparation, I got a chance to catch balls from Jamarcus Russell too. So, Jamarcus Russell's a phenomenal athlete and such a good quarterback. And then I know Andrew from ASU, so I think it's a great situation coming in. Andrew's going to be able to help me with the plays, and the quarterback obviously knows his stuff. So I think he's going to be beneficial to me.
What do you remember about Jamarcus from that game when they came to Tempe and beat you guys the first game after Katrina?
Oh, that was a tough game. We were up for a while during it, and then they came back in 4th and 10, and he threw about a 35-yard touchdown, and not a lot of quarterbacks can do that, and I knew he was going to be great, and it's going to be fun to play with him.
This offense hasn't had a real dominant tight end for a while. Do you see yourself as a guy who can come in and play right away or possibly start week one?
Yeah, I feel like I can come in and compete right away. I feel like I'm prepared for that, and I anticipate coming in and doing what I can to help the team and make sure that I'm playing as hard as I can.
What was your impression of Jamarcus, both physically, what he did on the field, and then leadership-wise, that time you got to spend with him in Arizona?
It was really only one workout, so I mean, I didn't get to spend a whole lot of time with him. I trained at a different place, actually, but he when we were there, he's working hard and has such great arm strength. I'm not used to that.
Do you consider your blocking adequate for this level? Do you think it's something that you need to improve on?
I feel like I'm a good blocker, and I'm gonna continue to get better. But I feel like that's one of the strong points of my game, and I try and pride myself on being a complete tight end who can catch passes as well as be a blocker.
What's your understanding of what the offense will be like here? I mean, with a new system, it's kind of a mystery to us. We've only seen a little bit of what they're doing. Do you have any idea what to expect in that regard?
Talking with Lane Kiffin during the combine and stuff, and obviously he's coming in from SC and a new coach and stuff. So, I'm sure he's going to have his own flavor and hopefully use the tight end a lot in moving him around and, using the tight end in the passing game as well as the running game to really showcase that.
Is it a little surreal that, just a few months ago you're facing Lane Kiffin when he's at SC and he's the offensive coordinator, and then you're getting the call today from him and he's your new head coach?
It's pretty amazing, play against him this one season, the next season, he's coaching you at the NFL level, and Coach Kiffin, I think he's gonna be a great coach, and I'm glad I'm coming to that team with him coming in, and we can build the team up, around the new coaching staff, and I think it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Andrew had a pretty tough year here last year, as did pretty much everyone on that offense. Knowing him and how he plays as well as you do you see him as a guy who can have a long NFL career?
I do. I think he will, and you know, I expect him to.
Zach, we got a chance to see Brady Quinn and some other NFL rookies play out on television as they waited to be drafted. What was your day like today, waiting to be selected?
It was a pretty long day. You know, they had a record first round for length. So you know, I was waiting for a while. You know, I started watching the draft at 9, obviously, and then you know, each team went by. You know, think you might get that call, and then you know, Oakland finally came through with it, and you know, I was just so ecstatic.
Where were you?
I'm at my parents' house now, Tukey in Phoenix.
Any tight end in the NFL that you sort of see and you think, yeah, my game's kind of like that. That's kind of what I aspire to.
I watched Todd Heap because he played at ASU growing up, and Vinny Gonzalez playing for the Chiefs, and you know, when I was really young, Shannon Sharp. But you know, right now, I think I'm you know, similar to Jason Witten from the Cowboys. Right now, he can catch as well as block. So, but there's a lot of tight ends in the NFL that do a real good job that I've always kind of compared myself to.